When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our second additional minisode for the month of Halloween. Now, as we've mentioned before, the one that you receive on Wednesday will always remain the same, and that's a listener-submitted minisode. It's an experience that just wasn't long enough to make the main show. And of course, therefore, is not a reflection of how terrifying or show-worthy it was. Questions were asked, believe me, when the last minisode we done was over two parts. The question, obviously, was why was this not just a main show episode? Well, in truth, it was around 22 minutes when read out. And that's well under what we want to do. We don't want to shortchange the listeners. However, the experience was so good, we did want to share it. Because I genuinely think that the important thing is these things are shared. To a point, it's almost irrelevant how they're shared. The important thing is people know they are not alone when they're dealing with something paranormal. And of course, there I'm talking about the minisodes that are submitted by our listeners. These episodes are written by me. Therefore, there was a few comments about how they came across in relation to usual minisodes. But you need to remember, all I'm trying to do is point out a place of interest in the paranormal world that you may not have heard of. And when you're trying to do so in the style of the dark paranormal, I found it a tough thing to try and write, because of course I'm used to receiving your experiences. I may change the odd, insignificant word here or there just to make it sound natural for my voice, but a writer I am not. Therefore, this was a rather tough challenge. However, I had to reach the point of saying, is the salient information in there? Yes. And as it's a completely new thing, is it as dark paranormally, if you will, as I can make it now, with limited experience? And in the end, I had to say yes, move on. Because a 15-minute minisode was taking about 5 hours to try and do. And it was just after I'd finished last week's one, I came across the very famous quote, "Do not let perfection stand in the way of good." And hopefully that's what this episode will at least be. Good. And if my delivery of it or my writing about the subject isn't good, the facts are. That's undeniable. The facts are terrifying. That's undeniable. So if you find my writing style not good or average, I'm not too offended. That's to be expected. What you should take away from whatever you glean from today's episode are the facts and the things people have encountered when they've dealt with the elemental of Lepp Castle. Nestled within the beautiful but also foreboding landscapes of County Offaly, Ireland, stands Lepp Castle, a fortress steeped in bloodshed and shrouded in mystery. Built in the 13th century by the O'Bannon clan, the castle has witnessed centuries of turmoil, betrayal, and dark rituals. While tales of the Bloody Chapel and restless spirits echo through its stone corridors, none are as chilling nor enigmatic as the entity simply known as It, or the Elemental. This elusive spirit, neither ghost nor demon, defies categorization. Its very presence is said to evoke a primal fear, a sense of impending doom that sends chills down your soul. But what is the origin of this malevolent force? And why does it linger within the walls of Lepp Castle? To answer these questions, we need to delve deeper into the history, legend, and paranormal aspects of Lepp Castle. But before we confront the elemental, it's essential to understand the dark tapestry of the castle's past, because it's only rooting through the history of the castle that we may find how this sinister presence was birthed. Indeed, the castle's very foundation is rooted in conflict. The legend has it that two brothers of the O'Bannon clan vied for leadership, agreeing to build a castle where one would leap from a rock. The survivor would claim supremacy. And this deadly contest gave the fortress its name, Leimi Vanorn, or Leap of the O'Bannons. Later, the O'Carrolls, a powerful and ruthless family, seized the castle. Their reign was marked by treachery and violence, most infamously in the Bloody Chapel. In a horrifying act of fratricide or the murdering of your brother, one brother plunged a sword into his own brother. That brother was a priest, and a priest in the middle of delivering a mass. The alleged energy created by such a horrific act during such a divine holy ritual is said to feed the supernatural entities within. One of the most detailed accounts of the elemental comes from Mildred Darby. She was a writer of Gothic novels who inhabited Lepp Castle in the early 1900s. She was also known for dabbling in the occult. A match made in, well, maybe not heaven. Darby's experiences provided a chilling window into the nature of the elemental. In one harrowing encounter, Darby describes sensing a foul smell before noticing a sinister presence beside her. And I quote, "I felt every hair on my head separate and move, for my flesh all over my body and scalp crept. The thing was about the size of a sheep, thin, gaunt, shadowy. Its face was human. To be more accurate, inhuman. It had lust in its eyes, which were half decomposed in black cavities, staring back into mine." On our Patreon show, Dark Bites, I make an effort each week to remind people that the length of somebody's experience should not be indicative of how terrifying or how truthful it is. And that quote right there is less than 30 seconds in length. Yet, hands down, it's one of the most terrifying things I've read aloud in months. This grotesque apparition, with its decaying features and malevolent gaze, left Darby paralyzed with fear. The elemental did not communicate, but instead radiated a palpable hatred, almost as if it resented the living trespassing on its domain. The origin of the elemental remains a subject of debate between both paranormal researchers and historians. Several theories have attempted to unravel the mystery. Is it an ancient curse? A dark magic ritual that's gone awry? One hypothesis even suggests that the elemental predates the castle itself. You see, the land upon which Lepp Castle stands was once a sacred site for druids. And so in order to protect their realm from invaders, they may have summoned a spirit of nature, a primitive force tasked with guarding the land. This theory posits that despite its initial summoning orders to merely protect the land, it, being eternal, remained long after the druids who had conjured it up passed on. And over the centuries, this initial guardian has become twisted by the violent events that it's witnessed and absorbed during its time at the castle. Another theory points towards the O'Carroll clan's reputed involvement in supposed occult practices. Apparently no strangers to neither black magic or its multitude of rituals, they may have, inadvertently or perhaps intentionally, summoned this malevolent entity. Two other theories are closely entwined. In the first, the elemental, like some sort of subconsciously created tulpa, could be a manifestation of the clan's accumulated sins, a byproduct of their brutality and treachery. The second refers to the elemental being created to take their sins, a deposit box of sin, so to speak, summoned with the sole purpose to allow the O'Carrolls to do whatever their depraved and despicable minds could think of, with a clear conscience, at least in their minds. They could then go out and commit whatever atrocity they wished, because that sin would then be given to the elemental. Again, however, once summoned, an elemental doesn't die when you die. It remains, filled with nothing but the most evil actions a man could carry out. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, and your retirement. If you're anything like me, you would have believed you need a degree or you need some expert knowledge and a load of money before you invest, but it's just not true. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with your spare change. Acorns recommend an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals. They then automatically invest your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. And that's extra money for your retirement. Acorns has allowed me to look back at my past at times when I've thought, investment isn't for people like me. And although now I'm a huge fan of Acorns, I just wish they existed 25 years ago when I first started earning money. Because by having the wrong perception that investment isn't for people like me, I've not given my money the chance to grow. But that's something, even at this point in life, I'm going to make right. So why don't you head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. I want to take a quick break to talk to you about Rosetta Stone. Now, there are two languages I want to learn, French and Italian, and I can do both on Rosetta Stone. Why did I want to learn them? I started to feel slightly embarrassed when I realized I only know one language. When you go over to Europe, the majority of people you run into will speak their native language and English. So I tried a good few of the language learning apps, and then I came to Rosetta Stone, and it was night and day. Unlike other apps, you're not charged per language, and you will learn those languages fast. It immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translations. You have to speak, listen, and think in the language. And although many apps have speech recognition, Rosetta Stone has true accent, a feature which gives feedback on your pronunciation. And you can learn at your convenience. I use the app, you may prefer the desktop. And value for money-wise, think how much it would cost to be on a course or a one-to-one tuition. Well, today Rosetta Stone is offering you 50% off a lifetime membership to those 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And Dark Paranormal listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off by visiting rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Of course, the castle's bloody history includes countless deaths, be it from clan wars to murders within the walls. The mass grave discovered in the Oubliette, a dungeon accessible only from a trapdoor, found hundreds of skeletal remains. Is it possible the intense suffering and injustice experienced by those souls may have coalesced into a single, vengeful entity? That may sound far-fetched, but in the early 1900s, workers discovered a hidden dungeon behind a wall in the Bloody Chapel. This oubliette contained human remains piled atop wooden spikes, a cruel method of execution where victims alive were simply thrown onto the spikes and left to die however they landed, which was usually very slowly. It required double figures of cartloads to remove all of the bodies from the oubliette. Oh, and oubliette, for those wondering, means forgotten. And they knew what that meant when they built it. They would plan in an oubliette, a place they could throw someone they just simply didn't want and leave them to die. Most oubliettes, however, are simply rooms that you can't get out of, that are a drop from the floor you're stood on. It says something to the character of the individuals of Lepp Castle that their oubliette contained wooden spikes. The discovery of that oubliette would add weight to the theory that the elemental is a manifestation of a collective agony. Such concentrated suffering could have torn a rift between our world and the spiritual realm, allowing an entity like the elemental to either be formed or emerge through that rift. While Mildred Darby's accounts are the most famous, reports of the elemental have persisted into modern times. During restoration efforts in the 70s, a stonemason claimed to see a hideous figure that vanished upon approach. Visitors and paranormal investigators have all reported sudden drops in temperature, the overwhelming scent of rotting flesh, and an oppressive atmosphere that appears from nowhere and defies explanation. The following quote is from one of the visitors. "As I ascended the spiral staircase, an inexplicable dread washed over me. The air grew thick, and an unbearable stench filled my lungs. I felt an unseen gaze upon me, a presence that wanted me gone." These experiences suggest that the elemental remains an active force within Lepp Castle. Oh, by the way, Lepp is spelt as in leap, L-E-A-P, going back to its original meaning, but it is pronounced as Lepp. Elementals in occult tradition are entities that embody the fundamental forces of nature: earth, air, fire, and water. They are not spirits of the deceased, but beings of a different plane, neither good nor evil by default. However, the elemental of Lepp Castle seems to deviate from this neutrality, showing malevolence towards humans. As mentioned earlier, some experts do propose that prolonged exposure to negative energy can corrupt an elemental. The violent and dark rituals at Lepp Castle could have tainted this elemental, transforming it into a malevolent force. However, Others speculate that it was never an elemental in the traditional sense, but a demonic presence, masquerading as an elemental. What sets the elemental apart from your typical haunting is the profound psychological effect that it has on witnesses. Encounters have left people with lasting trauma, nightmares, anxiety, an unshakable sense of dread. This impact suggests that the elemental doesn't merely want to frighten intruders. It seeks to instill a deeper terror, one that lingers long after you've left the castle. Paranormal psychologist Dr. Emily O'Rourke is quoted as saying, "The elemental taps into our primal fears, the unknown, the grotesque, the malevolent unseen. Its ability to affect the psyche indicates a powerful entity that feeds off fear." And just to make sure we're clear, she is referencing the elemental of Lepp Castle. Over the years, various attempts have been made to cleanse Lepp Castle of its dark inhabitants. Rituals, exorcisms, blessings, they've all been performed. But the elemental endures. Some believe, as with many other dark entities, that by acknowledging its presence, you only strengthen it, suggesting it thrives on attention and the energy directed towards it. Current owner, Sean Ryan, who's been restoring the castle since 91, reported fewer disturbances, but acknowledges the castle's haunted reputation. He approaches spirits with respect, hoping to coexist peacefully. The mystique of the elemental has captured the imagination of paranormal enthusiasts worldwide. If you're a fan of those ghost hunting shows that are often shown, you will have come across Lepp Castle before. It's been the feature of many of the shows that are hosted by the likes of Yvette Fielding, Zach Bagans, etc. It's a strange one for me, Lepp Castle, and I think it's because I'm of Irish descent, and also it's only 40 minutes away by plane. Therefore, the mystique isn't as large as it would be if I was, say, 2,000 miles away. That said, it is most certainly on my paranormal bucket list. What I will say is if you do go to Lepp Castle, even just to see the beautiful grounds themselves, don't believe just because you're not going ghost hunting, you won't encounter a thing, and that only people looking for the paranormal will see it. Take, for example, BBC presenter Sandy Toksvig, who went over to Lepp Castle to do a bit of a documentary. Now, Billy Bragg, the singer, taped that documentary from his radio onto reel-to-reel cassette. When he played it back, in the middle of their conversation, a voice as clear as day says, "I'm dead." And Sandy Toksvig, who is a skeptic, by the way, was blown away by this simply because moments before, her young child had come up to her, and when she asked where he'd been, he said he was playing with the girl with the broken leg. At this point, the owner of the castle went pale, because there is a ghost story of a girl who died with a broken leg centuries before. And Sandy confirms there was nobody else in the area, nor any way that her child would have known of that story. And so that wraps up this minisode looking at the elemental of Lepp Castle. And if you didn't want to go before, if you're anything like me, you want to go now. But until next time, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you all on Wednesday for our regular minisode. Bye-bye.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.